My name is Marcy, and the person that influenced me the most was Dr. Don Clark. When I was in my 20s, he's the one that encouraged me to go to college when no one else had ever asked me, what would you have liked to have been when you grew up? And I wanted to be a PE teacher. He offered to pay for my college, and I did go to college, and I got my degree. And because I did, both of my children are college graduates, and two of my grandchildren are also college graduates. So we broke the curse of, number one, poverty and education. And I owe it to God first, but to Dr. Clark for believing in me when I pretty much didn't believe in myself.
All right. Listen, we're talking influence here. And by the way, one definition of influence is simply leadership. Leaders influence. And you're a leader. You're influencing somebody today in a good way, or maybe not so much. And there have been those who've influenced you. My name, Randy Carlson. I'm here in the Intentional Living Center live today, along with Jennifer and Stephen. And Amy's helping out on the phone. We had a little phone issue, and I think we got it fixed. I'd love to have you call and join in this discussion. Here's the deal. I'd like to hear from you. Who's one person that has or did influence your life in a positive way? And you kind of look back and say, wow, they impacted my life. I can think of five. More than that, but at least five. One person who's influenced your life, and in what way? 888-888-1717 is my number. It's open. 888-888-1717. It'll come right in here, and Amy's going to take your call, and we'll call you back and get you on the air here. Who influenced your life? Love to talk to you. You know, we're talking about influence, and I was thinking as I came in the studio about Scripture, and there's so many examples in the Bible of people who influenced each other. The Apostle Paul influenced Timothy. We see that in this young man. This was a mentorship kind of influence. And then back in the Old Testament, I was thinking about Nehemiah. He influenced the people to get to work. I mean, he had no control over them. He didn't have authority absolutely to make them do all this, I'm assuming, but he steps in and motivates because they had a shared vision. Together, they wanted to make sure these walls were rebuilt, and he was able to really motivate, and God blessed, and the walls were rebuilt. I think of Joseph in the Old Testament. Think of the influence this young man had on Potiphar, the leader, the commander. Certainly Joseph had no authority over him, and yet Potiphar, what? Trusted him. And that's a powerful form of influence as well. What does the Bible say? And then we're going to get to our calls. Proverbs 22 says, don't befriend angry people or associate with hot-tempered people. They're everywhere today. They're online, folks. Come on. Shut it off and get away from it. The Bible doesn't lie to us when it says, because you will learn to be like them. And didn't end there. Proverb writer says, and endanger your soul. Wow. We learn from the people we allow to influence us. Proverbs 27 says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Sometimes in this relationship of influence, we can challenge people in a positive way. And then I think of 1 Corinthians 15, where it says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. And clearly what Paul is saying there is, when you hang around with bad company, it's going to weaken your character. And we know that when we talk to our kids, we're concerned about who they hang around with and all that. But you know what? It works for us too. I just wanted to give a shout out. I know teachers are probably teaching today, but I do want to give a shout out. I agree with Henry Adams, who said, a teacher affects eternity. He or she can never tell where their influence will stop. And that's really so true. We love teachers, and I know it's a tough job. So college, preschool, middle school, we love you, middle school teachers. You're making a difference. Be encouraged. All right. We're talking about who's influenced you, how and why, and what difference has it made. Give me a call. 888-888-1717. Let me go to Heidi first in Michigan. Hi, Heidi. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Good. Appreciate your call. Who was it that influenced you?
My papa, my grandpa.
How did he do that? What way?
He was a prayer warrior, and when I came to him and talked to him, and when he knew there was a need for prayer, he would immediately be like, okay, we need to pray for this situation. And that was such a big deal in my life. Like, the last time he prayed over me was when I told him I was pregnant after having a miscarriage and I was scared of losing the baby. And he was like, I'm going to pray for this baby right now. And he just immediately prayed over me and my baby. And it meant so much. And he taught me how important it was to pray for people. And I try to do that. I've done that with my sisters and with other people where I know I'm like, okay, I need to pray for you right now. And it just, like, he definitely influenced me so much with that.
Amen. You use past tense. Is Papa gone?
Yeah, he passed away over 6 years ago now.
But the tenderness in your heart and those feelings of appreciation haven't changed. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
It's a great message, isn't it? Well, I'm glad that you had that kind of influence in your life, Heidi. And it's a reminder to us, all of us who are papas or parents or friends, that when we say we pray, we should and do it. And when, like your grandpa that did it right then and there, sounds like he made a difference in your life. And that's pretty special.
Yep, definitely.
All right. Glad you're listening in Michigan, Heidi. Keep listening.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Thank you.
Listen, bad company corrupts, good company makes a difference. When you have people around you who are making a difference, you know that. The people you want to hang around with, let's be honest, a lot of the people you would like to hang around with are not the people on the social media that you're running across. All they do is agitate you many times. The people you want to hang around with is Heidi's grandpa. You want someone who cares about you, prays for you. And I think this is a reminder to us, if we want to be an influence in the lives of people that we love, it doesn't take a college education, doesn't take money, it doesn't take intelligence, and you don't have to be special, super in any way. You just have to be there and care for them. Makes a difference. All right. Join in. Who's influenced your life? 888-888-1717. Catherine, also in Michigan. Who is
Hi,
it?
How are you?
Good.
How are you today?
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
So I snuck in two really fast. I'm going to do the main one and then the second really quickly. But my mother, Ivanetta Elaine House Rivers, she was a retired teacher. But in my youth, whether I was rebellious or whether in my adulthood I was stubborn, she was relentless with her love and her kindness, and that came from God. But she gave it to her students. She gave it to people. It was just an encouraging smile. She treated everyone the same, and it didn't matter where she... And she was beautiful, by the way, physically beautiful, and just her heart was beautiful. But she just loved and forgave people, and it's so much love that I can give to my daughter and my son. And I have a love of a lifetime that she gave me that carries me to this day. So that's my mom.
Amen.
The second, really fast, in my 20s, I worked for UPS and I was in a leadership role, but I learned leadership and productivity and, never giving up, that determination mindset. So Jim Casey, who was the founder of UPS, I just really, to this day, am very inspired. Determined people make conditions. They don't allow themselves to be victims of them.
Amen.
So those are my two.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very powerful. Hey, Catherine, thank you. I'm glad you're listening.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye. You know, her mom, teacher, being there always, that's a tough thing. When you got some people in your life who are just, you know, maybe they're off track and you know it. And it's easy to jump in and try to grab them back on track. I love the example, the father of the prodigal. He just prayed and left the door open and said, I'm here and love you. And I'm sure he prayed and was available in his own heart. And I bet you he ached too. Ached with the pain of knowing he has a son that was wandering. Mm. All right. We're doing this for one reason. The only reason I'm doing this show live today on this topic is I want to be a better influencer, and I want you to be a better influencer too. Because the reality is everybody influences somebody. Everybody. in one way or another. The words you speak to that waiter or waitress make a difference. In fact, give an example. My wife and I were in California not so long ago, and we were at the Denny's restaurant. Big time breakfast, right, at Denny's. And the waitress came up. I could see she was kind of having a tough day. Lots of people demanding things. And I simply asked her, I said, how's your day going today? And her whole face changed. She said, you're the first one's ever asked me that. I said, well, I'm interested. She said, well, it's not going real well. I said, well, you know, and then we talked a little bit. It's just a word. There's something powerful when you connect with another human being and where they are and have a moment of influence in their life. You don't know where that goes. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back. Here's the question. Who is it that influenced your life and in what way? 888-888-1717. Don't go away.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
And I think one of the reasons that we give up on doing good things, why it's hard to do the next right one thing, is because at the DNA level, we have to really ask ourselves, has there been a radical transformation at that level? That I can't do anything else but that. My DNA is what it is. It's in me. It dictates so much, not everything, but dictates a great deal of my life. Spiritually, is our spiritual DNA such that it's second nature to do good works? It's just a part of who we are. As a follower of Christ, it's just the way I am. It's just the way I choose to respond. I choose to be intentional, not because Randy tells me to be an intentional living, right? It's because at the spiritual deep DNA level of my life, I have no choice but to live that out every day.
An excerpt from the lesson today, and it's up on our website at theintentionallife.com. Hit listen, I think, is the button. It'll take you there. We try to put as many resources as possible up there to bless you and encourage you all around the world who tune in to our podcast or radio or have attended one of our events. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is the Intentional Living Ministry from Intentional Life Media. And sitting in live in our studios here today, just talking about influence. And I was looking at some statistics that came in from Pew Research. And it was a question asked of Americans about the influence of religion in their lives. And here were sadly to say, when asked the question, the percentage of U.S. adults who say religion is either positive or negative in our culture, losing influence or gaining influence, it's clear that from 2002 to today, it's dropped in a huge way from 37% to 18%, and losing influence from 52% to 80%, 40% of people didn't really seem to care. Either they see religion in a negative way or they're just neutral. Doesn't make any difference. 57% of the respondents to this Pew Research said that the decline of religion in America is a bad thing for our country. And when we turn on the news, my wife and I, we keep track of the news probably too much. I don't know. It just overwhelms sometimes. We see what was going on today. There's been a shooting in Dallas at a nice facility. And, of course, we just went through this tragedy with Charlie Kirk and the folks at Turning Point USA. And by the way, Charlie was a huge influencer. But we need to be in a position in our own lives where we allow people to influence us who are going to build positive things into our life, things that will help us grow spiritually. That's why who we hang around with really matters so much. Booker T. Washington made the statement that there is no power on earth that can neutralize the influence of a high, simple, and useful life. And when we choose to live that way, I love that. A high life, meaning to me, hey, we're living a life of character, not perfection. Intentional living is not about that. Just having higher view of what God intends for us, a simple life. My wife and I were talking about that today, about the simplicity of having stuff that you don't need and how we can collect things that sidetracked us and then having a useful life. And that's certainly something my wife and I desire for our lives. All right, let's get back to calls. Who influenced you and how so? Going to Rhonda in Texas. Hi there, Rhonda. How are you?
Hi. It was my dad. When I was 5 years old, I was adopted into this family. And Daddy made sure that we learned the Bible. He studied with us every single night. Mm. They loved us because we came from an abusive home. And he's always been a big influence. He's passed away now, and I miss him, but he was one of the strongest Christian people that I knew.
Amen. You know, Rhonda, you mentioned that you were adopted at five. I'm interested, as you sound like you're looking back on your life now, and how do you think those first five, what was the influence in those first, did you have to battle with those first 5 years of influence? That makes sense. How did that impact you as you went through life, do you think?
Well, I've always been the type of person that I try not to dwell on the past. At one time, I hated my mother. And my adopted mother told me, she said, because she mentioned something that I reminded of her. I reminded her of my birth mom. Mm. And I was like, I just burst into tears. And she said, why does that upset you? And I said, because I said, I don't want to be anything like her. And I said, I hate her. And my mom said, until you turn away from that hate. And she said, if you keep hating her, you're going to become bitter and you'll be just like her. And she said, I didn't mean you were like her in a bad way. She said, I was meaning that you were like her in the way you walk, the way you, your expressions that you make. You walk just like your mom and you, your expressions are like hers.
Wow.
And I remember the day that weight that I forgave her, decided I was going to forgive her, and that weight just dropped off of my shoulders. I mean, I physically felt it.
Wow. Wow, what a powerful reminder. You know, the imprinting we have on each other is really critical. We know that from psychology and from education and parenting, that those first few years make a big difference in the life of a child. And some of you today, and by the way, thank you, Rhonda. That's such a powerful story from Texas. And I'm thinking how we can, some of us, maybe you got imprinted in ways early on that those influences are sort of subtle, but under the surface. And you understand that now in your life, when you struggle with things, you can kind of go back and realize there were things that happened in your childhood that are kind of bubbling over or bubbling up from the past. And you just got, you got the route here. I mean, Rhonda just said it. I can physically and emotionally remember that day years ago when I chose to forgive and put that behind me. That is a powerful thing to be able to forgive. It really is. You know, we're thinking, I think the nation, we've all been kind of processing what happened in the last few weeks, and especially with the Charlie Kirk assassination. And I'm sure many of you saw his wife say on national television, I forgive him. And I think many of us are thinking, is that possible at that point?
And of course, I think she knows, and I think all of us know, there's a difference between forgiving and accountability. Forgiving and allowing the process to work out, that, and that's, I'm sure, what will happen. But I think there's an example there. And in the quietness of our own hearts, maybe some of us, as we think about the influence, it's not the positivity of a dad or a mom or a grandpa, but you got some negative influence in your life. And today might be the day that you have to and choose to leave it here and say, I'm no longer allowing that situation, that person to have that space in my head, as one person put it, or my heart, and be able to leave it there and move on. That might be something you really would want to pray about, wrestle with in your own life today, maybe get some help with. All right. With that thought, think about it. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
As you know, everyone is born with unique DNA. Did you know that living an intentional life is connected to a different type of DNA?
The essence of intentional living is that we have a life animated by the spiritual DNA of rebirth in Christ.
In Dr. Randy's teaching, DNA, he takes an in-depth look at how living intentionally and having a deep relationship with Jesus will change how you live your life. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. Hope you do that. Theintentionallife.com. Talking about influence today. You're welcome to join us. We're going to record afterward for a show that'll air tomorrow, actually, at 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Laura. You're asking the question of who has influenced us. And right away, it was this program, you, Dr. Randy, and all of the people that are there working hard every day to encourage us, to influence us, to help us to keep our mind focused on the one thing that we should be focused on, God. I wasn't a believer for many years. My dad tried to force religion on me, and I was very broken. After he passed, my life turned into a mess. And now I tell my son, with God, your life is blessed without a mess. And this program is here for me daily. Whenever I turn it on, no matter what I'm going through, the songs come on and they speak right to my heart. Today it just happened. I've been being told from the Lord that I'm supposed to tell my story. And Laura's story came on, and then Torrin Wells about at the end, you know, your story. We have a story to tell. And we all go through these trials of life. The storms will come and they will pass. But great is his faithfulness. And you are all being faithful to the Lord by having this program. Your parents, Dr. Randy, were faithful to the Lord. And we have to be disciples, like Jesus said. And I've learned so much, and I'm so grateful, and I'm growing. But I study and teach mindfulness-based stress reduction. And God tells us to meditate, to keep our focus on him. Romans 12:2. And I tell you, 1 Timothy 1-7 was the first verse someone ever gave me. And I was told to memorize it. And it's all about a sound mind. But it's keeping our eyes fixed on the Son of God. Thank you for your program. Thank you for all that you do. I am so grateful. And my husband just surprised me yesterday. He actually, I didn't know it, but he's taking the 30-day challenge. And he's listening to you. And he told my son. And it was such a beautiful surprise. This program is amazing. It changes lives. It changed my life. It continues to influence me and encourage me daily. Thank you for all that you do.
Oh, thank you, Laura. What an encouragement. You know, that the scary part is we know that. I mean, if you're in media, you do have influence. We get it. And I always tell my wife, I pray, hey, listen, make sure the greatest influence in your life is not a person, but Jesus Christ, getting into his word, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart. And we are here as cheerleaders, intentional living. We just want the best for you. We want you to experience life the way God intended. That's why we're here. All right, Kathy, I got a couple minutes. I'd love to hear your story from Texas. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, go right ahead. Who is it?
My great influencer was Wiley Baker. About 20 years ago, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which is a cancer that cannot be cured. In most situations, you live 2 to 7 years. Yes. We had recently moved to a small town called Shallowwater, Texas, and decided to go to church there, and which church to go to. And shortly after we got there, I received the diagnosis at the same time we were adopting two more children. And I received a hug from a man at church, and he said, "I'm Wiley Baker. If there's any procedure that your insurance won't cover or any kind of thing that will help your cancer and you don't come to me for the money, I will never forgive you." And he was my back door neighbor. I didn't even know where he lived. But if you opened our back doors, we could be, you know, talking across the alley. And he had made a foundation for folks like me when he lived in Alaska. He always wanted to, he'd been blessed with money, and he always wanted to help the less fortunate. And it did come to where I needed money to save me from the cancer. Turned out that I'm a super responder, and due to the things that they were able to do with me and due to his contribution to my life, I am here 23 years later, and most cancer survivors from multiple myeloma have a lot years less.
Yeah, they do. We know that. It's touched our own family, that particular cancer. All right. Thank you. I've got to wrap it up, but listen, what a great story. Sometimes we talked about influence. This was a guy who just got really practical. Give you a hug, you need help, call me, and I might be happy if you don't. I mean, that's straightforward influence, right? We heard about dad and mom. We heard about the founder of UPS and the leadership principles. We heard about grandpa and maybe some grandmas coming up too. I don't know. We're going to stay here in the studio and record for tomorrow. If you'd like to join in, who influenced your life? How? What difference did it make? 888-888-1717. What a great day. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson for the entire team here. God bless you. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.